after we were back and learned more about how to stand on the word of God. One time I asked him, and I didn't realize how hard it had been. But God, I said, God, why it was so hard? He said, but you had to learn to live by faith. And God is saying to you, if you will listen to wisdom speak today, if you will put my word in your heart, you will live and you will stand and you will be like the lady that went to the unjust judge in Luke chapter 1. And you keep coming to me and you keep standing and you keep thanking me for what you're believing for. He said, I hear you and I will answer you. How many of us have gotten a lump sum of money and had it gone in 2 weeks because we didn't know how to manage it? He said, I have to have, young ladies, young men, older young ladies, older young men. I like that, Tariq. God is saying, I have to have you full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I have to have you totally, say totally, sold out to me. I know there are pressures out in the world, but if you will put God in, if you will put Jesus in, the pressures won't bother you. They'll roll off. We had some ducks when I was growing up. This is just a side story. We had some ducks, and at one point we had two baby ducks, and they would swim in the pool down where Lois and Douglas live, right down across the road there. There was a pool, and we were playing with the ducks. And I accidentally stepped on that little duck and killed it. It died. And I was scared. I don't know, go there. I just said that was a side stare. I thought I was going to get a whipping, but I didn't. But the water would roll off the duck's back. They put it on there, and you put a chicken in there, and they sink. So God says, if you put me in there, my word, enough, he said, all of this stuff will roll off. It'll fall off. It won't faze you. All of this stuff on the internet won't pull you. I used to like to watch Law and Order SUV. I mean, that's been quite a few years ago. I'd be so happy on Saturday night now. You know I hadn't grown up. I'd be so happy because my husband didn't watch that. He watched sports, and more sports, and wild animal shows, and westerns. But I was so glad on Saturday night because he come out here every Saturday night to study when he leaves so I could watch SUV. But then I saw something, and I won't even mention what it was, on there one night. And I said, my God, the Holy Spirit quickened me in my spirit. How ungodly that was. Why would I watch that? And I used to watch the crime reporting shows. I might watch one once in a while, but I used to watch them pretty good. And I heard Pastor Tracy say, he said, how are you going to come to church and worship God? Oh, God, I love you. I worship you. You're the greatest. And you are full of murder, incest, and all that stuff that you've been watching before you come to church. So I cut that off. And he said, well, what kind of life do you live? I live a life in Jesus with joy. And so much peace. We were at a meeting the other day, and Quayla said, some lady said, oh, your in-laws look so well. We're going to continue to look well because the word is doing it. Amen? So listen to what he says now. He said, exalt wisdom, and she shall promote thee. Exalt wisdom, and she shall what? Promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory. She shall deliver thee. Hear, my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. I read so many just this morning and yesterday and whenever I was reading about wisdom of God and obeying God, extending your life, extending your life, extending your life. And you got to do what's necessary to extend it. I read a book just recently, and this lady had lost 251 pounds on the keto diet. And she took her 2 years, but she was about to die. So she did what was necessary in the natural to extend her life. You can do what's necessary in the natural and then put the word on top of that. Hallelujah. My brother Jones, you know, he was here earlier this year. He said, I'm going to live to be 105. And he does what's necessary in his eating and whatever else. So let's do that and take what the word says. I'm going to go here to what I believe the Lord said and share this with you. Go ahead and read Proverbs. Just start reading Proverbs every day. He said, I want you to tell the people to first and foremost live holy. And he said, don't degrade young women, but tell them the truth. So y'all listen. He said, I, the Lord, your God, require true holiness and purity. And I was thinking, Lord, what about the men? He said, you tell my girls. He said, listen. They said that to me. And hear what I speak. He said to you young women, older young women too, single women. He said, I have and have always had the perfect plan for your life. He said, I want you to get wherever you are now. Start where you are now. Say now. Get over into the position that I called you to be in. And decide from this day forward, you're going to live the true, holy, and pure life that I call you to do. He said, worms and cankerworms are eating up the crop of your virginity, your marriage, your home with fathers, and your children. He said, sex is not your God. I am. And then he said, Cora, don't flinch and don't back down. He said, wisdom, hear me, pray, and you will know what to do and what to say at the proper time. He said, I want my girls to be my princesses. Living before the world so the world can see me in you. Wisdom rises up and speaks. Proverbs chapter 8, and I read a little bit at the beginning. He said, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places and by the way in the places of the paths. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming of the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the Son of Man. O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. God says, I'm speaking my love to you now. 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 I don't speak condemnation. I speak my love to you now. Joran, I told his papa one day, a week or so ago, I said, I love you almost as much as Joran does. He loves his papa. And he'll say, Papa, I want you. I want you. In other words, he wants them to pick him up, or he wants to go with him, or he just wants to be where he can see him. Kelton was the same way when we first went to Oklahoma, 2 or 3 years old. Jimmy was playing fine all day long. When he would come in from work, sit down maybe to rest, or if they didn't work from school, and he would be playing, and then he'd run to dad, but he would sit down and play, and if daddy moved, he was up and ready to go. God says, I want you. Whether you're young or old, so that's me. So God wants me to live for him 100%. There's no stepping out of the way. There's no stepping out of the way. There's no stepping out of the way.